Pierre Bouchard,
about to be arrested as a deserter from the Foreign Legion, has swallowed poison. Later, Frank Chandler finds the tiny bottle in the courtyard. Regent, absorbed in deciphering an ancient Phoenician inscription, sees the bottle on the table before him and cries that it was taken from the chest of poisons he had found months before in Bombay. The present act opens in the cellars of T. Armand's mountain home 3 days later.
Chandu, the magician.
And now thou hast done that for which I have hidden thee here, offended Dmitri. In 1 hour it will be dark, and thy horse shall await thee at the place where thou hast left it.
I am not at all sure I shall be ready to leave in 1 hour, Yoram.
But, effendi, thou hast gained the ear of the servants. Thou hast spoken to the leaders of the men of Tiamen.
But I have not yet seen the young lady.
It was not for this thou camest here, effendi, but to sow the seeds of hatred in the hearts of Tiamen's men.
Bah!
What if thou art found here? I beg thee to go as soon as the sun has set.
Will you be silent, Yoram? I have told you 12 times I will not permit you, nor Colonel Raven, to give me orders. I am the leader, and I will not be questioned.
But if thy life is lost, effendi, what then of the cause for which we work? What then of our plan to drive the French from our border?
My life will not be lost if you do as I tell you. Have I not stirred up the mountain men as Raven begged me to do when he came to see me in the French prison? Have I not made certain the village of Raj would fall into your hands?
Ah, the truth, effendi.
Well?
But I tell thee this. If the mountain tribesmen learn that thou hast delayed the work thou hast come to do, to look into the eyes of a maiden, they will scorn to follow thee further.
Unless you tell them, they will never know. I have succeeded in what I came here to do. And I tell you again, I will take no orders from you, Yara. I will stay here until I have seen the young lady.
But dost thou know, effendi, the maiden's father is in this house?
Robert Regent? One can easily see you do not know American fathers, Yara. And this one in particular. He is so absorbed in his scientific work that he would not know I was here if he came to this very room. Her father.
But, effendi, someone will see you here. It is only by the grace of Allah that thou hast not been discovered hours ago.
Will you listen to me? You saw how I went to the garden of Morel's house during the ball. Was I discovered there?
No, effendi. But that, too, was by the grace of Allah. And only 1 hour ago I have learned that the father of the maiden comes here each day to look at the symbols written upon the wall.
Ah, he studies these ancient writings, eh?
Of a truth, effendi. By questioning the servants, I learned he has not yet been here today.
So, that is my good fortune. What do I care if he does come here tonight? I tell you, Yorub, I will not leave this house until I have seen Miss Betty. I will see her. Tell one of the servants to send her down here on some excuse, or I swear I will not go with you.
I regret, effendi Dmitri, Colonel Ravin's unwisdom in asking thy help.
You will do well to regret it if you do not go up into the kitchens and do as I ask. Oh, come, Yarnet. We aren't going to quarrel over this little matter. Think, in a few weeks all these French and their friends will be driven from Algeria, and the mountain men will rule.
I will speak to the servant, effendi. But more I will not do.
It will not be necessary. Here's a gold piece. Some of these servants of Siamed's would not hesitate to kill for it, to say nothing of so small a thing as inducing Miss Betty to go into the cellars.
I will go, effendi. But when the French have been driven out of Algeria, thou and I must speak together.
As you will.
Effendi. He's coming.
Not Chandler?
No, it is the maiden's father.
Let him come. He has never seen my face. Go, quickly.
Ah, your father, effendi. The lad is Jim. I did not see you.
If nothing, you hardly touched me.
Boy, how do you do? I didn't know there was anyone else interested in these inscriptions.
I beg your pardon. Oh, yes. Yes, they are fascinating, aren't they?
I find them so.
You are Mr. Regent, I believe.
Yes. I discovered the inscriptions on these walls quite by accident. It's very fortunate this house was built over old ruins. or the sun and wind would have destroyed the inscription entirely.
Yes, yes. Quite true.
Have I met you here?
Unfortunately, no.
Oh.
Forgive me for not introducing myself before. I am a friend of Mr. Chandler's, and when I learned he was here, I decided to combine a short visit to him with a study of these inscriptions. You see?
Yes, indeed. Let me hold a candle up to this one. I've been working on it several days. Look. Isn't that interesting? You see, it's complete except for this corner where the stone has been broken.
Ah, yes.
I have never been particularly interested in these things before, you know. My work has been confined to electrical and chemical fields.
You are very modest, Mr. Regent, for so famous a scientist.
Why should I not be modest? When one thinks of the vast field of knowledge as yet untapped by even the greatest of our present-day thinkers, he feels very insignificant. No, but I regret that so much of my life has been wasted.
Wasted?
Yes, I had the misfortune, just after the war, to fall into the hands of a man who wanted one of my discoveries so badly, he kept me prisoner for nearly 14 years.
Indeed. You amaze me.
It seems impossible that such a thing could happen in our times, doesn't it?
Yes, indeed. How did he contrive to do it?
I was thought to have drowned when the steamer on which I sailed for home was sunk.
Really?
But as a matter of fact, one of this man's lieutenants picked me up in a small boat and later brought me to a desolate part of Algeria where I was left.
I see.
And during all those years, other men, working in their laboratories and free to experiment as they liked, discovered so many things that I fear I shall always be a little breathless trying to keep up with.
You are too modest, Mr. Reed.
Not at all. When we return to America, nothing will induce me to leave my laboratory again until I have completed certain experiments I have in mind.
Oh, you are planning then to return to America soon?
Oh, yes, indeed, quite soon now.
But what of your interest in these inscriptions?
I'm just occupying my mind with them for the moment until my brother-in-law says it's safe for us to return.
Safe? Oh, I see. You mean this warfare of the tribesmen?
To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly what he means. I'm inclined to be a little absent-minded, you know, and I fear I often miss a great deal that goes on about me.
Ah, yes. By the way, have you seen the carvings on the wall of the small inner room here?
Is there an inner room down here? I haven't seen it.
Oh, indeed. The entrance is there. You see? The one with the thick wooden door.
Oh, that room?
Yes.
I hardly gave it a thought. I rather suppose it was the wine cellar with such a heavy door and that great lock.
Have you forgotten the Mohammedans do not drink wine?
I had forgotten. You say there are carvings on the wall in there?
Yes, and some of them are most amazing. They are Phoenician, I would say.
I must look at them.
Just a moment. Take this candle also. You will want more than one.
Thank you very much. Won't you come in with me?
Not now. I have finished what I was doing here. I was just leaving.
I see. Good night, then.
Good night.
Dimitri? Are you down here?
Hush, Betty Lou. Don't speak my name here.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did you get in here, Dimitri?
Never mind that now. Shall I tell you what I've just done?
Why, of course. What do you mean?
I've done a dreadful thing, and you must tell me you forgive me. I have to do it.
What is it? What is it you've done? Oh, Dimitri, if Uncle Frank or Mother and Father should find out you were here, what would they say? Oh, it's too dangerous.
Hush, my sweet. Do not trouble yourself about my safety.
Well, what is it you've done?
Your father came down here and...
Father! What did he say? Did he ask for me? Where is he?
Please, please. I have locked him in the inner room there.
Oh, you didn't hurt him?
No, no, of course not. But I have to see you just for a moment.
Oh.
Every moment with you is so precious. As soon as I'm gone, you can release him at once. Here is the key.
Oh, I must let him out now.
No, no. If he saw you talking to me, he'd be sure to ask you who I am.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't know you, does he?
No, he has never seen me before. I told him I was a friend of your uncle.
But what are you doing here, Dimitri?
I had to come to the mountains on important business for the government, you understand?
Oh, yes, of course.
And of course I had to see you. You are like a sweet white flower that draws me closer, closer, until I am drowned in your sweetness.
Dimitri,
when will you say you will marry me, Betty Lou?
Oh, we can't talk about it now, Dimitri, with Father locked in there.
Don't you see every moment I am here, my danger grows greater. We must...
Oh, I must go and let Father out of there.
Just a moment. Will you come to the villa and marry me as soon as your family takes you back to Algiers? Will you? Say you will, my sweet.
Oh, I can't talk about it now, Dimitri. I can't. But when we come back to Algiers, I'll send you a note or something.
Oh, well, I suppose I must be satisfied with that.
Listen to me, my sweet. You must tell your father you did not see the man who locked him in. Will you remember?
Oh, yes, I will. I will. Oh, please go, Dmitri.
Goodbye, my dear.
Father, I'm coming. Here I am. Father. Oh, there you are.
Well, thank you, Betty. It was fortunate you happened to come down here. What a stupid, blundering fellow I am. I came in here to read an inscription. And I must have closed the door without realizing it, and it locked. I found myself facing the prospect of spending the night here.
Yes. Wasn't it lucky I came down here? Come on, let's go back upstairs.
I'd like to show that inscription to your Uncle Frank when he comes back.
Come on, don't stop, Father. Mother'll be wondering where you are. Come on up the stairs.
What? Yes, of course.
Robert, where are you?
Oh, it's Frank Barone here.
Dorothy, what is it?
What's the matter, Mother? I've just seen a man who looks exactly like that horrible Dmitri. Oh, I wish Frank would come back. Oh.